In agricultural news, the U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments today in a case between an Indiana farmer and Monsanto that could have repercussions way beyond whether a farmer can go out and buy soybeans to plant without paying a tech fee. The high court's decision could have widespread implications not just for agriculture, but a broad array of technological innovations in other industries, as well as companies that resell patented products. The Supreme Court will review a federal appeals court decision that ruled Vernon Bowman, a 75-year-old farmer from Sanborn, Indiana, infringed on Monsanto's patents when he replanted soybeans Bowman bought from a grain elevator. The case centers on a doctrine known as patent exhaustion, which means the buyer of a patented product is free to use that product without restriction. Monsanto argues if that Bowman's arguments prevail, the company would have no way to limit reproduction of Roundup Ready soybeans. The American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers Association, National Wheat Growers Association, and American Sugar Beet Growers Association all joined forces opposing Bowman. Lining up with Bowman are groups that have either opposed biotechnology or consolidation in the seed industry, including the Center for Food Safety and the National Farmers Union. A ruling on the case would be expected later this spring. China's government has taken the unusual step of publicly denying it passed the U.S. last year as the world's biggest trader, a politically sensitive issue. Trade data from both governments indicate China passed the U.S. last year in total imports and exports by a margin of $3.866 trillion to $3.822 trillion, or about $44 billion. China's Commerce Ministry issued a statement today denying that. It said China still lagged by $15.6 billion last year under World Trade Organization standards for valuing goods. The world's biggest food and drinks maker, Nestle SA, has become the latest company to pull some of its products off European shelves after they were found to contain undeclared horse meat. The company said in a statement late Monday that it withdrew some of its beef pasta-ready meals from sale after tests conducted 2 days earlier detected horse DNA. The level of horse DNA in its beef ravioli and beef tortellini meals was above the 1% threshold that the UK Food Safety Agency uses to indicate adulteration or gross negligence. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.